One of the most enduring images of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attack on New York is that of a white-clad figure, his chef's hat pointing downward, falling through space. He apparently jumped 106 stories to escape the flames and intense heat of the fire. More than 70 employees and 100 customers of Windows on the World died in the inferno. Now, the surviving restaurant workers, waiters and waitresses, busboys and cooks, are running their own restaurant called Colors. For workers like bartender Patricio Valencia, the restaurant is a tribute to their lost colleagues and a symbol of independence.
After the tragedy, it was so hard to find a job. After 3 years working hard every week, every month, so finally this is a reality.
The new restaurant owners, representing more than 20 nations, have contributed recipes from their native countries to the menu, giving it a decidedly international flavor. Diners can choose from a menu that spans the globe. Colombian shredded pork and rice, Philippine spring rolls, Thai chicken and papaya, Italian risotto, Haitian conch salad, Congolese seafood, Peruvian rice cakes. Beckett Mamdou says the food and atmosphere set Colors apart.
The chef work with every workers, take something from his country and develop it to something great. So it's amazing. Everybody's talking about the food and also the service.
General manager Stefan Mailbaden says even the sleek 1930s decor design of the restaurant and map-colored walls have a message.
From a perspective of American history, it was a period of a lot of social reform, whether it's the New Deal, whether it was just bringing in social safety nets, for America. That's when a lot of things happened. We're saying that not only are we from everywhere else, but we also do celebrate the fact that America is a land of immigrants. And, we have maps everywhere.
Stefan Mailbaden says getting $2 million of financing for a business that is worker-owned is not easy, especially when the workers are immigrants.
We're here to prove that we can do this. We're here to prove that there is another way of doing it and that working as a team is often better than working as an individual. We already have experienced growing pains with staff about that, but it's going to take the majority of people believing in the vision of this restaurant to make it succeed.
Colors received major support from the Restaurant Opportunity Center, an advocacy group for employee welfare. The group's director, Saru Jayaraman, says Colors will set a new industry standard for the restaurant business.
The primary purpose of our organization, the mission of what we're trying to do here, is to fight to improve working conditions for all restaurant workers in New York City, all 165,000 of them. And we're using this as a tool, one tool of many, to improve working conditions by creating a model of a different way of doing things, good wages, good working conditions.
One of the big challenges for the workers is getting used to being owners, even if they're dishwashers or busboys.
Most of the things that you see here are the design or choosing the chef or choosing the table, choosing how the bar going to be, how this glass going to be. It was all democratic way. People have to get to use that, yes, I am owner of this $2.2 million place.
Initial reviews have been good. Still, the competition is fierce and Stefan Mailbaden knows a great deal is at stake.
I suppose we have on the downside the fact that so many restaurants fail. But frankly, the stakes are much higher. The ambitions and the mission of this restaurant are fairly noble. So we do want to make it succeed.
Barbara Schatzel, VOA News, New York.